Okay, we're picking up from the Gemara, 7 lines from the top of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara in Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Havile Nidra Lemishra. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi had made a neder that he wanted to do a Taras Nadarim for. Also, the Kamai de Rabbanan. He came before the Rabbanan to imati the neder. Amrulei, Nadarta Daita Dahachi. They said to him, knowing all this information, would you have still made the neder? And he responded, Amar lo in, yes, I would have continued making my neder. Nadarta adad hachid again said to him, would you have made the neder knowing other circumstances? Amar lo in, he said, yes, I would have made my neder. And Kamazimna, they kept adding other circumstances that he said, he would have known this, he would have known that. And he kept saying, yes, yes, yes. Kevan de chaza de hu katsara de metara rabbanan. When a certain chaza, who katsara is a launderer, saw that he's bothering the rabbanan, mitzaraban, they don't know how to answer this question, they can't be matir his neder. Mechayeb uchla dektire. He hit Rabbi Shmuel with his sprinkler thing that he used to have, and it was hitting him for bothering the rabbanan. Amar adaita de machele ktara lo nidre. Rabbi Shmuel said, knowing the launderer would hit me, I would have not have made my neder. B'sharia l'nafshe, and then he was matching the neder for himself on this basis. Now it's important to note, as you saw earlier, the Ran points out, obviously he cannot be matching the neder himself. That's the halacha, is we learn out lo'yachal dvaro, that a person is not allowed to be, we learn out that someone else, right, can be matter the neder. That's what the Gemara is going to learn later in the pays. But we see that it has to be done by somebody else. So here also, you must understand, when it says shara l'nafshe, it means he went to another chacham to tell him to matter the neder based on the pesach that he had found. So the Gemara says, wait a second though. So amar le rava achamadifti le ravina hai noladu. This is not considered either charat or a pesach. This is something which is completely unexpected. The lomaisik adaita the machalek tara. What did he think, that the launder guy is going to come over here? The laundryman is going to come and hit him. We have halacha that you're not allowed. Something which is new is halacha that we learn. We're going to learn in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to use that as a reason for a taras nadarim. Why? Because the whole idea of a pesach is that we're saying that to the person making the neder, had you considered the following circumstances, would you have still made your neder? And since you didn't consider those circumstances, then we can assume that the neder had been made without the full state of awareness when he was making the neder, and that is the whole idea of being matir the neder, and that's how the Rishonim explain it. However, something which you had never anticipated when you made the neder is not considered a pesach, because that's something which is new, that could not have been anticipated at the time of the neder, and you did have full intent when you made it, and there's no lack of awareness or anything when you had made your nether. So that's why the halacha is, you're not allowed to be, that's how the Rishonim explain, why you're not allowed to be poseach benolad. So again, over here, this is something which had never been anticipated, so he wasn't a clear state of awareness when he made the nether. So Amr Leino, so says the Gemara, I love noladu. It's not really fully unexpected. Why? The shchiche apikore de metzari rabbana. So apikore, interesting, usually is people who are disrespectful. We know that apikor sim is much more chamer. That's what an apikoris is, somebody who is denying the Torah. There, obviously, apikuri is not that far. We're saying apikuri here is a lesson of someone who's just disrespectful. Who is disrespectful? Someone is going to come about and hit you. So then that is somebody is going to be common enough. So therefore, we are assuming that is something that you could have thought about, and therefore you were not in a full state of awareness when you made the neder. The very interesting machlokas Rishonim is, who is the apikuri over here? So some understand that the guy who is bothering the Rabbanan, he is the apikore. And so that meaning that because you're disrespectful by bothering Rabbanan with your question, and you're disrespecting them by wasting their time, k'ilu, and that's the disrespect over here, and then you should have known someone's gonna come in for their kavon and hit you. Others explain, no, what I mean, who's the disrespect? The guy who hit him. That a person over there, he should have anticipated that troubling the Rabbanan would be some guy who is disrespectful, the launderer, who he's disrespectful by hitting Rabbi Shmuel. Who is the chutzpah to hit Rabbi Shmuel? So I find it very interesting that they're arguing over who bichlal is the apikore over here, but that is the point, that this is something which is common enough that there are people, and you know, nothing's changed. We have also disrespectful to Zanazah, and then back then as well, that there are people who you can anticipate that this would have happened. So the Gemara quotes another Maisa. Devisuda Baye Havit Lehi Barta. So Baye's wife had another daughter, apparently from a previous marriage, and she married Abaye. Havit Amar Lekrivai. So Baye said that he wants this daughter, she's a very special girl, that she should marry somebody that he knows. He has a nephew or whatever, somebody else he thinks is Shayach for marrying this daughter. His stepdaughter. But his wife, the actual mother, right, who's married to Baye now, she said that no, she wants to marry, she has her relatives on her side that she wants to marry, that she thinks she has her nephew, that she thinks that this could die for this daughter. Amar la, Tistari Hanalach. So Abaye was so motivated by this, so he told his wife he's going to make a neder that she should be forbidden to Abaye. Yavart Adaite Eminsevelach Lakirve, if you disobey what I want and you marry her to your relative. And she didn't listen. She went ahead and married her off to her own relative and not to Abaye. The Insevelakirve married off to her relative again, not to Abaye. And she was, again, she had been obviously an adult, so she can marry herself. Also, the Kamedra of Yosef. So Abaye came before of Yosef to be matter the nether. Amar later of Yosef said back, Ilo Aviadat, had you known that she would not listen to you, mi adarta, would you have made this such a nether? Amar lay lo, Beshar of Yosef said, no, of course not. And then Rav Yosef heard this and was matter the nether. So, this is halacha over here. So the Gemara says, So this was a matter in the nether. The Gemara asks, so Mishar Ki Agavna, is this considered a Pesach? What happened over here? The Ran points out, at the end of the day, you make a neder, and she contradicts what you neder, and that's what you want the neder to chal. That's the whole point of the neder. That should take effect if you're not listening to what she says. So clearly, that's what you wanted. You're making this neder in order that if she doesn't listen to you, then the neder is going to be chal. So the Gemara says, no, in really, this is something which you can be matter like this. Vatanya, I'm noticing that whenever I have Vatanya in our Masechta, this may be one of the examples, it usually is a kasha, but here it's always been a raya. So I'm wondering if this is one of the last Nashon Nedarim Mishuna, that we always bring Vatanya as a raya. So here we're bringing a raisa. Behold, we learn in a raisa, raya. Maisa ba demacha, there's a certain person, she haider is ishta malalos the regel. He forbade his wife from going up to Aliyah LaRegel. Usually that means the Shlosh Regalim. For every reason, the Rosh Shavir explains, it wasn't afraid of Shlosh Regalim, just meant to go into a shir on the Aliyah LaRegel. And men would go to here, the women would go to other shirim to cover the Torah. And he said, Vavral Daito Valsa LaRegel. She didn't listen. And she went up, Uval Ifnei Rabbi Yosi, and he came before Rabbi Yosi, Amrlo, V'ilu Aisa Yodea Shavarsa Daitech V'ola LaRegel, Klum Dadra. Would you have made this neder? And he said, no, Amrlo, lo. Rabbi Yossi was mat in the nether, and this is much the case of Abaye. So we have a raya that this is a halacha, this is considered a valid Pesach, even though it's going against your nether. That is something which we do allow, and one can be mat in nether on such a basis. The Ran has a very fundamental question over here. We learned that Nidir Zeruzin is based on the Mishnah, that the idea is to pressure somebody into your position, is something which fundamentally doesn't even need a Torah. Right, we had the example of the buyer and the seller that we had in the Mishnah. Both of those are that may not be completely analogous because they were willing to accept 3 dinar. Here you could argue that here he doesn't want 3 dinar, he wants very clearly what he wants, so it's not necessarily his position wasn't clear, but the Gemara is going to have on the next summit that we're going to have that Reb Lezer Miyako says someone who makes a neder that his friends refuse an invitation to eat, that also you don't need to matter in the neder because that's also Nidrei Zeruzin, which is going to be automatically be bevatel. So now this is considered very similar to the case of Abaye. We're going to see this case in a moment. So the Gemara considers Nidrei Zeruzin. So we see we have a pretext to understand that Nidrei Zeruzin is not just the case of the buyer and the seller, but even where somebody is trying to be making somebody come to him. So why don't I assume that the halacha should be the same, that doesn't need require Hataras Nadarim? So why don't we say, so the Ran answers that here, that's obvious that the person is matter was making the neder to make his friend because it's such a chamor thing to say. I'm making a neder from benefiting from you if you refuse my invitation. Clearly, that was a very severe thing for him just not coming to see you. Here, though, you really could understand that the person was making a full-fledged neder because this person was, in fact, intending to make the neder because at the end of the day, he really wanted his nephew, whoever it was, to marry his stepdaughter. He thought that was a better shidduch. That was something which is obviously a very important consequence, a lifetime decision. That, the Ran says, is something which is stronger, and that's why we actually need to be matir the neder, because we could actually assume that he had intention to make this neder, whereas the previous sugya, the upcoming sugya, rather, is going to be a case where we're assuming clearly he didn't mean to go that far. That's clearly Nidrei Zeruzin. That was Muchach that it was Nidrei Zeruzin. That was the Ran's very nice answer to the question. Okay, we're up to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, someone who wishes to declare neder against his friend to pressure him that he should eat with him, Yomar, he should say to him, Kol neder shani asid lidor ubatel. You should say that any neder I'm going to declare in the future is going to be invalid. It's going to be not a real neder. And this will be effective as long as he remembers at the time of the neder. The Gemara is going to discuss what in the world is going on over here. But the concept is, though, you want to make this neder, and you make this statement. So the Gemara is going to assume, says the Gemara now, the Gemara is going to question how in the world is this working. Kevan d'amar, kol neder sha'ani asid lidor ye batal. A person says that any neder I'm declaring the future is going to be batal, lo shemay lev lo asabadeh. The person is not going to listen to him, and he knows that the neder is not chal. So the Gemara assumes that the guy vaday knows this point. Why should it be? Why don't we assume that the guy made it, the whole mission, maybe the mission is talking about where he made it in private so that your friend doesn't hear this idea, so then when you actually say the neder, it's not really chal. So the Gemara assumes that maybe some Rishonim based on this assume that this type of disclaimer has to be made publicly. And therefore, we have to assume that the guy is going to learn about it because it was made public. That's how some Rishonim wanted the Shita Mekubetz's quotes. That's how some Rishonim want to learn it. The Rando explains, he explains that the Gemara and Echonami could have said that you made it privately. The Gemara doesn't want to say that because the answer would leave us with two very big problems still. Firstly, why does Rabbi Lazar Yaakov say that af? So too, this implies that this halacha is following Nidrei Zeruzim. This has nothing to do with Nidrei Zeruzim. This is just not valid because you made a disclaimer. And secondly, how are we going to understand Blazer Yaakov understanding the fact that he remembers it at the time of the neder? Obviously, he's going to be remembering at the time of the neder. That was the whole point of his disclaimer. So therefore, that would not be a good answer to say that you had it privately. So the Gemara doesn't suggest that because that's why we don't assume that. So now turning on Chav Gimel and Beis, the Gemara says, Chesure Mechzera V'Achitani. This is what the Mishnah is really telling us. If one wants to eat with his friend, and his friend doesn't want to eat with him, and so he declines, and the guy says, he makes neder madiro, that is nidrei zeruzin hu, and the neder is going to be automatically invalid. So you would have thought that pressuring your friend is going to be nidrei zeruzin, only in the cases, the guy we see on the Mishnah, that when we're talking about business, here also now we're assuming, and that you clearly meant that in this case also, you're making the neder just to motivate your friend to come to eat by you. So now that's nidrei zeruzin. Varotze shelo yitzkaimu nedar of kol hashana. Someone who wishes that his nedarim are not going to be chal for his whole year. So what does he do? Yamo b'rosh hashana. So he stands by Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah point that love daf Hashanah, meaning just the beginning. Whenever you want to make this statement, v'yomer, so you say all the nedarim kol neder sheni asid lidor yeh batal. Any neder that I declare in the future is going to be not valid. Uvilvad sheyazachar b'shasas neder, and this is going to be effective provided that you remember at the time of your neder. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? At the time of your neder, you remember? Is zachar? We're talking about a case where a guy remembers the fact that you made your disclaimer the time of the neder, so the Gemara says, akra le tnai, then you've removed your tnai because you remember that you made the tnai that now my neder shouldn't be chal, and now I'm making the neder, so if I'm making the neder right now, I remember that earlier tnai, then obviously, become the neder, my neder should be chal, because at the end of the day, I'm mindful of my original disclaimer. Why would I be saying anything at all? The fact that I'm saying something clearly shows that I want to ignore my first stipulation, and it's not chal, the first stipulation, and my neder right now is actually what I meant. So a person swears that if he ever makes a neder to not eat bread, that let's say, for example, then his neder shouldn't be chal. And then 2 weeks later, he remembers that original tonight. He says, I'm making a neder not to eat bread. So if he remembers that earlier tonight that he made 2 weeks ago, and there's nobody there, it's nothing to do with other people, motivating other people, he's making it to himself. Clearly, he remembers earlier tonight, and he's ignoring it, and now he wants to actually make a real neder not to eat bread. So says the Gemara, Amar Abaye. So Abaye wants to answer, Tane uvilvad shelo yazachar b'shasa neder. Abaye says that we should explain we have to amend the Mishnah a little bit, and it should say, provided that he does not remember at the time of the neder. He remembers it only afterwards. Then the disclaimer is going to prevent him from being bound by the neder that he's saying right now. However, if he remembers it, then in a chanami, then it would, in fact, uproot his neder. So again, we say the guy makes a neder, makes a tznai, whatever neder I make this entire year to not eat bread is not going to be chal. So then if a month later he completely forgets about it, he makes a neder not to eat bread, then we go back to his original tanai. But if he explicitly remembered that he had made this tanai earlier a month ago and he's ignoring it now and makes a neder not to eat bread, that the lach would be that his second neder is going to in fact be chal. That is how we understand it according to Abaye. Now Rava's coming to argue. Rava's not really arguing in practice, sorry, Shunan Parda. La Nafkamina is not going to be a Nafkamina. They agree in practice. However, Rava wants to explain the Mishnah, not necessarily using fixing the Lashon of that the Uvilvad Shia Zachor, that the idea of the Uvilvad Shia Zachor B'Shas Neder, Abaye wants to keep that, Rava wants to keep that text and not have to amend that as well. So it says Rava, so again, there's no Nafkamina, but he wants to keep that text of the Mishnah to not, again, have to change over the Mishnah twice. So Rava Amar, La'olam Kedamina Meikara. The correct Mishnah is that we said El Vilvad Shizachar Beshasa Neder. So how are we going to explain that part of the Mishnah? So says the Rava now, Hakamayaskinan, what are we dealing with over here? Now we're talking about a case where he made a certain neder. Ron gives an example where he makes a neder that he shouldn't eat a certain food. He doesn't remember which food he said. Was it bread or was it wine? I'm not sure. They make a, whatever I said, whatever neder about eating bread is not chal this year. Wait, maybe I said whatever neder about not drinking wine this year is not chal. V'hashta kanader, and now he makes a neder with regards to one of those two things. He says, okay, I'm not sure. Let's say he made a neder against eating bread, which again may or may not have been part of his original tanai, original stipulation. So the Gemara says, izachor b'shasa neder. If this person remembers the tanai at the time of his neder, So if he remembers the time of the neder, so then v'amar al dasa rishonani noder, and he says explicitly, I'm declaring the neder in accordance with my original intent. I do not want this neder to override my original tanai. So if bread is what I made in my tanai, then the neder shall not be chal. If it was wine, then it obviously would be. So after clearing the neder, the Ran points out, so then what happened? He realized he actually had indeed made the neder about bread. That was his original tanai. So then, nidre lei b'mamasha. Then his neder has Leis b'mavasha, rather. Sorry. Nidre leis b'mavasha, says the Gemara, that the neder will have no substance because it's going back to original tanai. The original tanai clearly meant that he did not want bread to be chal ever this whole year. So if he ever makes a neder not eating bread, that would not be chal. Lo omer adas harishon in a neder. However, if he does not say, I am declaring the neder in accordance with my original intent, akra the tanai of the kilma neder, he has abolished his stipulation and it would confirm his neder. So therefore, if he subsequently remembers that he originally stipulated that nedarim against eating bread should not be chal, his neder against eating bread would override his original tanai. Because at the time of the neder, he remembers specifically having made a tanai about something, and yet he makes a neder without making any tanai about his original intent. So therefore, that shows it's megala his das that he doesn't care about his original intent, and therefore the halacha is going to be that we would say in such a circumstance that his neder would in fact be chal. That's how we're understanding it. So then, basically, we could just explain when Rava's explanation of the Mishnah is saying someone who wants his nedarim and not going to be chal all year round should come on Rosh Hashanah and he should be machriz, that any debtor which is going to declare in the future should not be chal. So the Mishnah doesn't specify the conditions under which such a disclaimer is effective. So then, the Mishnah then goes on to say, as long as he remembers at the time of his neder, meaning there are other times when the disclaimer is going to be effective only when he does remember his disclaimer at the time of the neder. Meaning, if he made a tanai on something on Rosh Hashanah but does not remember exactly the what exactly the neder was about, that's how Rava is explaining the Mishnah. So says the Gemara now, Rav Huna Bar Chanina Savar L'Midrash Beperkar. Rav Huna Bar Chanina wanted to announce this type of neder about future nedarim in the public shir that he was giving. Amar le Rava. Rava says to him, Tana kamistayim leistume. Our Mishnah was obviously not clear, right? Rava had to explain the Mishnah to explain that the Mishnah really meant that if you made this tanai, this is what we were talking about. The Mishnah was not clear about it. Why? So that people did not treat nedarim lightly, right? If people knew about it, they knew about this Mishnah, people would then say, oh, I'm just going to make this tanai, and then start making nedarim all the time, and they're not going to remember how the halachas of the tanai work or don't work. And you're announcing it in public, so therefore, this is not appropriate thing to be doing. So this is what's fascinating, is that we seem to be doing something that is exactly that this point. And what do? If you remember, we do on Kol Nidre. One of the most uplifting tefillahs that we have is Kol Nidre, which is fascinating. If you look at the Ran in the Dibur Maschil in Halacha, he writes in the middle over there. He writes Nire that there's tzak skilos, Biyom Kippurim say kol nidre. It's very fascinating. He's saying not everybody did it, which is like fine. Like think about it. It's like the staple. If you ask like a person not religious, like one of the most uplifting things, they'll say kol nidre. So Ran says not even everybody did it. There's some kilos that do kol nidre, and they're mechavin to this inyan. But the Ran says, wait a second though. First of all, they say it about things that are in the past. Says the Ran, I think it should be clearly things that are in the future. Then he quotes Rabbi Natan that says, yeah, he actually was mesaka in the lashon that it actually should be mashmalos lahaba. So that meaning, because if it's in the past, it's not really helping you. We're totally doing it for the things in the future, like this Gemara over here, that it's going to be mevatel the future nedarim. So that actually, if you actually see Arayom in the Sidurim, they'll have in brackets that it should be, we have the nisach of the old one in the past, and also in brackets the future. So it's interesting which nisach you have, but the Sidurim actually have both of these based on this point over here, that it should be in the future one. But then it's very fascinating. Ran says, Ein Rai Lomarkein. What do you mean? Our Gemara says that we shouldn't kedei show you colors bin adarm. That's what our Mishnah seems to say, our Gemara seems to say, that you should not be doing such a practice because this is something which people are going to take nedarim lightly. So that was the Ran's Shita. So the Tosos come to defend the Minhag, as they often do. They're always defending the Minhag of the Ashkenazim, especially. So they defend Kol Nidre, and they explain that the Gemara means that we're trying to hide this from only Amaratzim. who would, as we've seen previously, that many of the Mishnayos, many of those Gemaras, there's Machlokes Rishonim, if we're only talking about for Amaratzim or for everybody, here at Tosafim, clearly this was only referring to not telling Amaratzim about it. So he says, and so Tosafim says, if Amaratzim are going to come to Shul, no, they're not going to understand the Aramaic B'chlal. And Mimazman says, it's really kind of true, that they don't really know what's going on. And that's why Tosafot says it's totally fine, and we want to avoid people at such a time to avoid the chamor sin, right? Chas v'shalom b'alvan nedarim b'banim meishim, so especially in Yom Kippur, and Hashem is deciding our fate. We want to make sure that we're clear with nedarim for the future, if you're with nedarim for the past. We want to take care of that, and that's why it says to Tosafot we do it, and therefore it is something which obviously is commendable, which obviously is a practice which we do b'zman hazeh. And obviously, al pi sod, there's even bigger in yanim on the thing that it's referring to, maybe the nedarim on a deeper level, the nedarim. The future, the nedarim that we are taking that are preventing us from doing mitzvahs, etc. Different, obviously, Kol Nidre is a very holy thing, and we obviously are very into Kol Nidre, and that's how we hold, like the Tosfos that say it's totally fine. So now the Gemara continues. They asked, Pligi Rabbanan led Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Rabbanan argue with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov or not? Because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov in our Mishnah is stating that this is also Av Harotze La'adir Chaviro is an example of Nidre Zeruzin. Whereas the Mishnah on Chafam Rebezi, remember, just mentioned Nidre Zeruzin. That's the Mishnah. So is that the Mishnah agreeing with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov or disagreeing? So is his Avzu, is he coming to argue or to just Mefarish? So says the Gemara, are they going to not? Vim Tim Talamar Pligi, and if you want to suggest, maybe they are in fact arguing. Hilchasa Kavasir Lo, is the Alach according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov or not? So says the Gemara Tashma, we'll bring a raya. This now we learn in the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Omer the Chavir, turning on to the next stuff. Now, Konem She'eni Nehanelach. A Konem, they're not going to benefit from you. Im Ata Notel Levincha. If you do not accept from me, for your son, a gift, Kor Shalchitin Ushtei Chavir Suryayin, a core of wheat, or two different barrels of wine that I want to give you. And his friend refuses the gift. So this is, why do you give it to your to the son? Because you don't want, you're saying, no, just give it to your child, let him enjoy it. And really, but it really is obviously for the family. So says the Mishnah over there. Hareza yachal atir is nidro shalobifne alpi chacham. You can be matan neder even without you going to a chacham. Shiachal lomar lo, because his friend could say to him, "Kluma marta ela bishvil kvodi." Did you say this all for my honor? And zel kvodi, this is my honor to reject your gift. Why? As the pasuk says in Mishlei, "So ne matanos yechia." Someone who hates gift shall live. You are trying to do it for my honor, and my honor is to deny the gift. So the Rishonah point out that the Madir has made terms for avoiding the neder, that the friend's gonna accept the gift. So if he doesn't, lechor, it should be, because the whole purpose was that he should be honored. And since he's telling the honor itself is to refuse it, then, therefore, the whole tonight has been met, and therefore the neder should really never be chal, and that's what Mishnah is telling us, that you don't even need a chacham there. The Ran explains a little bit differently. The Ran says that maybe we're talking about that the Madir is not exactly to fulfilling the terms. The Neder, therefore, has the power to take effect. Why doesn't it? Because the fact that the Pesach is so clear that it was for the honor, a Pesach which is so galoy that everybody knows that the whole reason he made the Neder was for his honor, and his honor is to reject it, is what he's referring, he's telling you back. So then, that is something which doesn't even to be Matir the Neder. That's how the Ran explains this point. So now the Gemara wants to bring the Raya. Taima da Amar Zehu Kivoidi. The whole reason that the person doesn't need a Taras Nedarim over here is because he's saying, this is my honor. Halavachi, nederhu, if we're not been for this, then it would be a valid neder. So says the Gemara, money, who is this Shita? You, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, you're going to tell me it's Rabbi Yaakov, then isn't this exactly Nidre's Ruzinavu? And Lechora, this is against Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Elash Mami Napuig Rabbanala, that's the mission over there, seems to be against Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and since Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds this is Nidre's Ruzin, and the mission over there does not, and it seems to say a different reason why should matter the neder, then it's arguing on Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. We could assume that our Mishnah, when Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says af in our Mishnah on that previous Talmud, that is actually being argued upon by the Chachamim. And the Gemara disagrees with this. Hold on, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. He says the Gemara, no, this is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Umod Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov behind and did the Rari Have. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov agrees in this case that the neder is a real neder rather than Nidre's Ruzin. Why is this not an example of Nidre's Ruzin, says the Gemara? Because the Amar Lei, am I a dog? That I should benefit from you without you benefiting from me? Like a dog, just you give a dog food and just runs away and it gives you nothing in return. A Nidre's Ruzin is only gonna be nachal if it's self-evident that the madir did not really want to make the neder whatsoever. However, in this case, the person really want make the neder be chal for asuring his friend because it does not seem like a dog that it's a one-sided relationship. The assumption is that the person will also give a benefiting from his friend. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would agree that neder cannot be void unless the friend is saying that this is for my kavod. That's the point over there, that this is not a nidre zruzin, and it's different than our case. That's what we're explaining over here. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we'll pick up with the Tashma, Amir Tashem, and tomorrow's Daf.